How's this for a headline? Cheating Fiat admits Jeeps put bleeps into the atmosphere. Yesterday, the EPA accused Fiat Chrysler of using digital software to cheat, to nullify clean emissions technology under certain conditions, allegedly enabling more than 100,000 diesel vehicles to emit illegal pollutant levels. The EPA's assistant administrator called this a clear and serious violation of the Clean Air Act, and the news comes just a day after the Department of Justice indicted six Volkswagen executives for their role in an even more severe emissions cheating scandal by that company. John Stoll is global auto editor for the Wall Street Journal in Detroit and says despite both being rooted in software, the Fiat and Volkswagen cases are significantly different.
This is a sin of omission. You didn't tell us that the software was on the car. You need to disclose that. Now, I think there's a lot more that needs to be brought to light here in terms of whether or not this was, you know, deliberately deceiving regulators, whether this was an omission, a bit, you know, poorly done paperwork or what have you. Sergio Marchionne, the CEO of Chrysler yesterday, was very combative, wanted to make it very clear to the media that he believes there are no parallels between what happened with Volkswagen and what's going on with Chrysler. They have a difference of opinion with the EPA. He blamed the politics of the situation. This is a late administration move. Guys who are headed out the door trying to clean up whatever was outstanding, and that's their viewpoint. My experience has been the EPA is not in the business of pointing fingers before they have a lot of evidence. So there's more that's going to come out in this, obviously.
You know this better than anyone. With the proliferation of all this technology on the emission side of the vehicle and on the engine control side of the vehicle, has it become for engineers and designers a bit of a gray area when you're dealing with emissions that they don't quite understand what they're able to do or permitted to do, or is this a clear violation?
I think that we've seen since Volkswagen emerged 16 months ago in this scandal, 15, 16 months ago, that there is a lot of gray area in terms of how emissions are tested versus how they operate in the real world. It seems that every automaker is using emissions control software to regulate, manipulate, and that's not in the legal sense, but to manipulate the way the car operates under different conditions so that it is either getting optimum fuel economy, optimum emissions performance, or optimum horsepower. This was definitely true of what was going on with Volkswagen. I mean, they wanted to advertise the car with certain attributes and meet regulatory requirements at the same time, and they couldn't do it without cheating. Now, you know, to take that and say across the board that every automaker that's employing sophisticated software is cheating was a stretch too far. And obviously, you know, this is an investigation that's been going on for quite some time. These cars have been on sale that Fiat Chrysler has been selling for several years, and this is not something they woke up to yesterday. So it does take a lot of investigation. And I think diesel technology is particularly problematic because if it's not treated, it can be extraordinarily dirty technology.
So software problem, does that mean it just takes a simple zip drive to fix? Is this a recall that we're looking at?
I'm not 100% sure how this one would be fixed. The Volkswagen fixes were so enormously complicated, and the layman and even the car enthusiast might not understand it. In this case, it does seem like there is a software situation that you would think could be either remotely or handled at the dealer fix. But again, some of this remains to be seen, and this is going to take some disclosure on the part of Fiat Chrysler, what exactly is going on, and if something indeed does need to be fixed. They are not selling 2017 versions of these vehicles, so obviously there's something underway to remedy the situation.
Mm. And no indication of what the conceivable environmental impact would be, has been, that sort of thing?
No, not at the moment, no. Again, something that was very explicit with the Volkswagen situation was a blow-by-blow scenario of how much was being emitted, and in this case, we're not seeing quite that disclosure.
So do consumers have to be all upset about their adorable little Fiats now?
Well, we're talking about Jeep SUVs and Dodge Rams,
right,
where diesel technology has been used for several years in the heavier vehicle applications. I don't sense that there's going to be a lot of folks waking up today as concerned. Maybe the Volkswagen thing sparked so much outrage. And again, the allegations are softer here. And whether or not there needs to be a lot of concern is something that remains to be seen. But there does need to be another look here at the intersection between regulators and what automakers are saying to the public about the performance, whether it's on the gasoline side or on the diesel side. To take your thumb off that at any point in time is probably a bad idea.
John Stoll, global auto editor for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, John.